The people are finally ready for reformation. At last the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. In obedience to the command, Elijah set forth on his journey. About this time Ahab proposed to Obadiah, the governor of his household, that they search for springs and brooks in the hope of finding pasture for their starving flocks. The king, deeply concerned over the outlook for his household, decided to unite personally with his servant in a search for some favored spots where pasture might be had. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. As Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? During the apostasy of Israel, Obadiah had remained faithful. The king had been unable to turn him from his allegiance to the living God. Now he was honored with a commission from Elijah, Go, tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. Terrified, Obadiah exclaimed, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab, to slay me? This was to court certain death. As the Lord thy God liveth, he explained to the prophet, There is no nation or kingdom, whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee, and when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not, and so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. With a solemn oath Elijah promised Obadiah that the errand should not be in vain. As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. Thus assured, Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him. In astonishment mingled with terror the king listened to the message from the man whom he feared and hated, and for whom he had sought untiringly. Could it be possible that the prophet was about to utter another woe against Israel? The king's heart was seized with dread. He remembered the withered arm of Jeroboam. Ahab could not avoid obeying the summons, neither dared he lift up his hand against the messenger of God. Accompanied by a bodyguard of soldiers, the trembling monarch went to meet the prophet.